If you are searching for a meaningful spiritual experience, look no further than St. Anthony's Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. Join us at 43 Holton Street in between Soldiers Field Road and the Mass Pike. Immerse yourself in the complete St. Anthony's Parish encounter through our 10 o'clock a.m. chanted Mass. Whether you're a Catholic seeking a parish to call home or someone looking for spiritual guidance, our welcoming community is here for you. Visit our website at www.stanthonyalston.org for more information. St. Anthony's Parish, where faith finds a home. Welcome to the Voice of St. Anthony Parish from Alston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL. And welcome to our week celebration of Animae Magna, which is what we're celebrating this week in preparation for not only Super Bowl Sunday, but also upcoming Lent, where that time where we experience that competition, in a sense, competition against sin, not competition against each other, and competition against those forces that seek to destroy us, but we remember the God's call for everyone to understand their big souls, Animae Magna. And so therefore, we're looking at that in light of Super Bowl Sunday. So we're keeping all that in mind, and we're looking back at how this is kind of that championship time for us, how we prepare for that. Now, one of the things we do for Lent is we do prayer, fasting, and almsgiving. Well, you know, St. John Bosco made an interesting point, because people say, well, what should they do for penance? You know, which is what the fasting is all about, you know, denying yourself something. And, you know, he made an interesting point. Not to be too focused on that, because a lot of times just living the spiritual life is a form of its own penance. Not in a negative sense. I don't mean that in a negative way, but if you really take the spiritual life seriously, you're going to change the way you live anyway. So you may deny yourself certain things and just normally, because you don't want to. And I'll give you a great example. You may know that I will occasionally have a beer. Occasionally have a beer, and it's under very rare circumstances. I have to be not driving for the rest of the day under any, even if it's 10 o'clock in the morning. Why I'd have a beer at 10 o'clock in the morning, I don't know. That's why I quit drinking. But we'll just say hypothetically. And I'm not going to, and you know, it's 10 o'clock in the morning. I'm not going to go to bed till midnight, but I had a beer. So I would have to ensure that I wouldn't be driving for the rest of right up until tomorrow morning. So you can see. So I won't be driving for the rest of the day. And so chances are I'm not driving at all. And under very limited circumstances, I only have one beer. It's never a light beer, because if you only have one beer, why are you going to drink a light beer? And so that's the way I think. So I virtually never drink. And I'm not forced not to drink. It's my choice. And I virtually never drink. Because it's so rare, and I'm more comfortable not drinking, so I do that. And that's part of my spiritual life. And when people say, hey, would you like a beer? I say no, especially if I'm driving, and they'll go, why? He says, because if I get into a car and drive home and get stopped by the police, I'll be on the front page of the Globe. So that's my expression. So I don't drink and drive, and I don't drink. So to make sure I don't drink and drive, I don't drink. There you go. And so I make sure I don't get drunk, I don't drink, because as far as the getting drunk point, did that in my time. So that's my spiritual life changed my way of living. Now, who is the greatest coach of all time? Now, I know you all can say whatever. You can say Bill Belichick, you can say Tom Landry, you can say whomever, you can name all names and the whole bit. But I think a lot of people would agree with me, it was Vince Lombardi. And of course, that's why they name the Super Bowl trophy the Vince Lombardi Trophy. Now, I don't know if you know this about Vince Lombardi, but first of all, he was a devout Catholic. And you know, he had that saying, winning isn't everything, it's the only thing. And he always regretted saying that. He said later, I always regretted that saying, because that's what people remember about Vince Lombardi. And he says, no, there's so much more than that. But Vince Lombardi was the coach of the Green Bay Packers. Now, Green Bay, of course, is in Wisconsin, which is a very cold state. Now, one thing to keep in mind is Route 90 is here in Boston. It runs right across the country, right to Seattle. So if you want to see if some place is colder or warmer than Boston, you see where they are in relation to Route 90. And Green Bay is far north of Route 90. And Green Bay with Wisconsin is can be an extremely cold place surrounded by the lakes. Well, he would take his team to practice in very cold places that were colder than Green Bay. And why? Because he was toughening them up, because if they could play football in temperatures that were colder than Green Bay, then they had that much more of an advantage over their team, especially if they were coming from Miami or they're coming from Texas, much less coming from any of the states in the north. And that was an advantage they had over the other team because they had played in the toughest conditions. Now, we're going to talk more about that on the other side of the break. You're listening to our week of Animae Magna, celebrating our preparation for Lent and also the Super Bowl, right here on the Voice of St. Anthony Parish from Alston, Massachusetts. So as you know, you have a standing invitation to our 10 o'clock a.m. Mass every single Sunday. That is our chanted Mass. So if you're looking for a church to call home and you weren't sure about how to go about test driving one, this standing invitation allows you to just do just that. Now, I understand that you may feel a little self-conscious. You might say, well, I want to go to the church, but when that collection basket comes around, I don't want to feel everyone's looking at me to see if I contribute, which, by the way, no one is. No one cares. No one's checking out to see if anyone's contributing. But I don't want to feel that way. So here's what I ask you to do. Write the word radio down on a piece of paper and put that into the collection. That's all. Nothing else. And now that only goes for St. Anthony Parish in Alston, no other church or no other parish. But if you currently don't have a local parish to call home and you want to sit in on a Sunday Mass, this standing invitation is for you. Come on down to St. Anthony Parish, 43 Holton Street, Alston, Massachusetts, 02134. Conveniently located just a stone's throw from Soldiers Field Road and the Mass Pike. So we're continuing our talk about Animae Magna, and we're celebrating this big souls, as we say. And so we're talking about Vince Lombardi. So when you think of all these difficult, this real intense training he used to do with his men in the extreme cold north of Green Bay, Wisconsin, so that even though that they would have the lake effect being there, right there near the lakes and the extreme cold there. I know I had some guys in the Navy who went to boot camp in Great Lakes. I went to boot camp in Orlando. Thank you to my recruiter. But anyway, boot camp in Great Lakes, where they said in the winter it was hell. It was absolutely super cold. Well, it was that kind of effect that they had with Green Bay, and he was training them to play in the worst of cold so that they would be stronger when they were playing any other team, which is why they were the championship Green Bay Packers. But keep this in mind. When you are going through a difficult time, one of the things I train people is to always thank God, always praise God for all things and thank God. And when you are going through a difficult time, you may be being trained for something even tougher than that, or not as tough as that, but tough, or even to get the skills to train someone else, to help someone through a difficult time. And this is one of the powerful things that God does with our difficult times. It's a powerful thing that he does. You know, a long time ago, when the crisis in the church broke out, and obviously it's still a very difficult time for all of us, but it was an extremely difficult time. And there were people that would just say, that's it, I've had enough, I'm leaving the church. And this was back in 2002, 2003, 2004, and they would just tell me. And one of the things I would say to them is goodbye. You know, it might sound kind of harsh, but hear the rest of it. It was actually, I got the idea from a travel agent in Quincy when I was growing up. It used to say, please go away, but then see whatever travel company it was first. But that's where I got the idea. But then I would say, however, the apostles who followed Jesus, Jesus said one sentence, 5,000 people walked away, 12 remained, and of those 12, 11 changed the world. And I said, which group do you want to be part of? And then I reminded my parishioners, the ones who stayed, I says, you keep in mind that there was going to come a time where this world is going to be a very difficult place to live in. You're going to go through some things that you never experienced before, you never thought you would experience before. And the difficulty that you're going through now is the Lord strengthen you so that you can be a witness and be a support of other people during those difficult times. And ever since 2020, when we began with all the COVID lockdowns, I would go, ta-da, here we are. And that's true. So the difficult times you are going through, the Lord is training you for something coming up in the future. And I've trained people looking at some very difficult struggles that they will come through. They are going through, and how this is going to help them, not just them go through the struggle, but others to survive the struggle of a different struggle they may be going through. It might be a child, an adult child. It might be a friend. It might be a parent. It might be whatever. And the Lord will do powerful things. I always think of the things that my mother trained us, and she suffered from a severe handicap, and she really was a great witness to us. So we go back to the championship idea with Vince Lombardi. He understood how that hardship would turn them into powerful players and win those games, and the Lord wants us to win against sin. So keep that in, so that He is leading us into eternal life. So always keep that in mind. We're going to continue with Animae Magna tomorrow in this special week where we're celebrating. Have yourself a blessed day, and we will see you tomorrow. I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online, on the free apps, or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. If you are searching for a meaningful spiritual experience, look no further than St. Anthony's Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. Join us at 43 Holton Street in between Soldiers Field Road and the Mass Pike. Immerse yourself in the complete St. Anthony's Parish encounter through our 10 o'clock a.m. chanted Mass. Whether you're a Catholic seeking a parish to call home or someone looking for spiritual guidance, our welcoming community is here for you. Visit our website at www.stanthonyalston.org for more information. St. Anthony's Parish, where faith finds a home.